Alex Whoremonger Jones exposed. Yes, ladies and germs, Alex Jones, a man, if you can call him that, I call him more of a mouse, coward, liar, fraud. He thought he could cozy on up to power and was shut down hard by the Trump administration. Furthermore, after my latest comment on his Spreaker channel, he got no right to be on Spreaker. This is my turf. Jones, get off my turf. This is a turf war now on Spreaker. He has blocked my comments in another show of absolute cowardice. But considering when you talk about his dad and what a coward his dad is, it really doesn't make in other words, it's not any mystery really to me. And again, the guy is such a hypocrite. I saw him doing some videos on prostitutes that get busted. And then what is he doing? He marries a prostitute. So he's playing this duality and trying to get away with it. This is typical criminal profile behavior. And it will not last, ladies and gentlemen, especially with me in the octagon. His chief competitor in the info war. Now, he has, in recent days, apparently hooked up his Spreaker to some iTunes feed or some sort of widget somewhere, and now it's receiving a lot of views. He wasn't receiving shit for views off of Spreaker. He's trying to rig it. He's trying to make himself look good. When in reality, he is a despicable, low-life degenerate, fully engaged in vice, and he gets off on fooling all these people. Well, one thing he knows, he cannot fool me, ladies and gentlemen. So, this coupled with the fact that Jones has gone fully anti-Trump, and one of our elite members has documented this, we understand, because of his jealous inclination, his desire to have power and to be shut down, as we alone predicted, New York Times, Washington Post, Media Matters, you name it, they all believed Alex Jones. That he got a call from Trump after the election did not happen. They believed Roger Stone that he got a polonium poisoning, when my expert Bob Lazar refuted the claims. And he should know, he's the expert the government went to in the last actual poisoning of polonium some 10 years ago in England. I have the experts, I have the contacts, I have the insiders. Alex Jones just pretends. And he can even get himself a real woman, he has to go to a $400 an hour prostitute. That's on record. Okay? We can do the facial recognition, we can do all the cross-examinations, the emails and everything like this. I hope that woman's been paying her taxes, Jones, or you're gonna have to pay him for her. Because we know how prostitutes are. About money. Cash business, isn't it? And when it comes out that your records engaging in criminal prostitution behavior come out, Jones, you're through. And by doing stuff like blocking my comments, you have assured your demise in this regard. I'm going to kick your ass, Jones. Not in a physical way, that's too easy. With your little fucking T-Rex arms and your lispy little son, the Twink, Rex the Twink, and his lisp. He's a little lisper. Let me tell you something, Jones. You're going down, and you're going down hard in the InfoWar context, okay? And we told you, you had a chance to play ball, Jones. You thought you could cozy up. You thought you could call your own shots. You thought wrong. You've resorted. You're on the decline, man. Now, you could resist and you could stubbornly fight against the inevitable, but your ship is slowly taking on water. And your finger in the dike, or in this case, the finger in the prostitute, won't work. There's just too many holes in your ship. And more is going to be coming out. Whoremonger Jones is being exposed and will continue to be exposed because he ain't right. We told you, boy, to get your head right. But you resisted. You thought, no, I'm a wise guy. I can do all of this. No one will figure out. They all believe me. They're so stupid. Yeah, we know the contempt that you view your audience. You're going down, Jones. And you're going down hard. I will prevail and defeat you and kick your ass in the InfoWar.